Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football man for the Tribune, a dear and valued friend, and of course a longtime contributor on the station, Big Z!
Hey, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
What was your first concert? We were talking about that this morning. What was the first concert you ever saw?
Oh, boy.
We have heavy metal circled as the possibility.
Yeah, I'm thinking something like, I don't know, circa...
Yeah, I think it was AC/DC.
AC/DC, oh, that makes good. Sense. That that's makes good. A lot of sense.
Yeah.
That fits the big profile.
Explains a lot.
Explains a lot, he says.
I was just looking up, how about this? I went to the World Series of Rock in Soldier Field. The headliner was Ted Nugent. Also, Lynyrd Skynyrd, REO Speedwagon, Journey 38 Special. Lynyrd Skynyrd plane accident was like months later. So I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd before they broke up, died, whatever. Nice. Ronnie Van Zant.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that awful? But I still think it was Blue Oyster Cult. Yeah.
And I bet Dave was...
Madonna.
Was Cougar?
It was Madonna.
When they still called him Cougar, right?
It wasn't Johnny Cougar. No.
It was Madonna.
No, I did see him, though, Brad, but not before I saw Madonna all her glory.
He left Indiana in 87 to go see Madonna.
Material girl. And it was worth it. It was worth it, Brad.
Big Z, who's going to be the first pick in the draft? Is it going to be Kyler Murray? And what does that say about Arizona, their future, their head coach, their the guy they're going to have to trade for less value than they obviously offered him a year ago?
Well, yeah, less value than they used to acquire him a year ago, but less value based on how he performed last year when he played too, although that was a bad roster. If the Cardinals promised Cliff Kingsbury that they'd head in the direction that he desired, it's certainly possible that Kyler Murray will be the top pick in the draft Thursday night, about 10 months after the Oakland A's made him the 10th pick in the Major League Baseball draft. And if that happens, I think then one of the next questions you've got to ask yourself is how many quarterbacks will come off the board in round one, and will any other quarterbacks go in the top 10 picks of the draft? And that's something that they could hang around a while on the board if Murray indeed goes first overall to the Cardinals, who will have to then trade Josh Rosen. I don't see a functional way that you keep the guy around on your roster. And so the question is, okay, where does he go? Does he go to the Redskins or the Dolphins, candidate?
Giants?
Potentially for a trade.
Well, it's a tangled
there.
Web, Brad. It certainly is.
Giants.
And I find it fascinating, your mock draft on Sunday, because you have Drew Lock going to the Broncos at 10, and you have Dwayne Haskins falling to the Dolphins at 13. Why would the Giants pass on Haskins? Do you think that's just a bluff? Why wouldn't he make the most sense there?
Yeah, the Giants, it sitting where they are, you'd like to think that they'd finally get a guy to potentially replace Eli Manning at number six. But Dave Gettleman is, old school, and it certainly could have a shot at a quarterback later on in the first round with the second pick. Remember, the Giants are one of the teams operating with two first-round picks, and they've got some maneuverability then as well after that first pick. So it's going to be interesting to see because opportunity for a lot of football teams here to get better. And, the Giants, certainly, they've got to get a quarterback. They really do. A guy to even if you're just going to bring them along this year, that's fine. But they've got to prepare for the future. Eli had a great run with the Giants. They won a couple Super Bowls with them, but it's time to find that successor.
Who's the best player in the draft? And it's always a different question as to who's going to be picked first.
Yeah, some people think it's Quinnen Williams out of Alabama. He could be the best guy in the draft, although, you know, I remember talking to a guy back in August who was telling me, you know, how much he preferred Nick Bosa to any player in the draft, and he still feels the same way, and Bosa looks like he could easily go second to the San Francisco 49ers.
Brad, if you're the Bears, and we'll hear from Ryan Pace later today, but as I wrote this morning in the Tribune, I think this is what you want out of every year in the draft. You don't want the draft to be the pinnacle of your offseason. You don't want to invest so much hope and time and emotion in the draft to where it matters as much as it has had to matter for the Bears in past years. So this year, if you're Ryan Pace, you might be tempted to move up. You might be tempted to be aggressive, but you're going to get a good player no matter what the position at 87. So just take the best player available.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be part of the message he says today when he talks around a bunch of questions and probably doesn't say a whole heck of a lot because nobody wants to show any of their cards 48 hours before the draft. But their roster is much, much better than it was at this time a year ago, even more so than how the roster looked 2 years ago from now. So they don't have some gaping holes. Do they have some places where they'd like to add some talent? Sure, every team does, but that will allow them to be true, I think, to their grades, to their board, and get a football player that they really feel excited about at 87 to come in and compete to participate a little bit. You know, you don't need to lean on that guy as a third-round pick and a rookie, but come in and make a contribution for your football team. I don't think they'll want to trade up. I really don't. They've got a real shortage of draft picks. They've got a shortage of picks for next year. So I think you get a decent-sized group of players you're looking at 87, and you wait and see what unfolds Friday night as the pick comes closer.
It was interesting because Lou Cannella sat in yesterday, and he was waving around a $100 bill wanting to bet that Ryan Pace would move up. He's convinced that Ryan Pace – And not only that, Brad, you know, if you just follow the master, right, Bill Belichick looks at the draft, and if it's a good draft, he gathers picks and makes sure he has enough of them. If it's a bad draft, he always trades out and moves to next year. And I'm not suggesting that they don't have needs and that they move out all they can, but it wouldn't bother me if they decided to try to move to get more for next year. Because, you know, part of being a general manager is replenishing the roster repeatedly and making sure that you're building not just for 1 year. And I get it, they're close, but they also have to be thinking of long term and how long a run can last and all that. Listen, use your picks. You don't have a ton of stuff. But if you get an opportunity to get more, to move to next year, I would be very
take
game
the long
for something.
View.
Yes.
Yeah, they are close, and I'm sure they feel that way. And the window was kicked open when they made the Khalil Mack deal, but I don't know that you bridge that gap if you make that move from 87 into the end of the second round. Does that late second round pick, is that the guy that was going to be the difference maker? Because a trade like that is going to cost you you know, pretty significantly when you consider what they're operating with this year in terms of draft picks. And again, they're short in 2020. So I think, a lot of the people who are wondering if Pace could be aggressive here and trade up are looking at his background the past couple of years when he's been super aggressive. And that's warranted. But folks, the bill comes due on the Khalil Mack trade, and eventually, you know, you've got to pay it. This is the beginning of the Bears having to, you know, pull out their wallet and pay for that trade with the Oakland Raiders. So I think he'll be a little more pragmatic here and get a cloud of players at 87 to identify and see what comes.
A cloud of positions, Brad. That's
yeah,
how
cloud we're, of positions. Yeah. And they should pay that with a smile because that was a
oh,
trade.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But if they, boy, if they make a big move up the, you know, and to me, getting into the second round would be a relatively big move.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really short weekend at Hallis Hall because there's just not going to be a lot of draft
well,
picks.
I mean, you'd have to tap into, you know, the second round picks from next year along with your third to move up to the second round.
I would think so. And, yeah. and that's what they're banking on next year. That's what they've talked about next year is, you know, really what swung the Mac trade for them was getting that Raiders second round pick, which could be, you know, relatively high in 2020. So let's just call it, you know, let's call it 39th overall or something. And then maybe the Bears is near the end of the second round. So that's nice to have. But again, in 2020, no first round pick, no third round pick. So if you deal one of those twos away, now you're going and you're talking about going into a draft with one pick in the top three rounds.
And Brad, before we let you go, by all accounts, isn't this a pretty deep running backs draft? So if you are looking at that position and you have identified that as
yeah,
a potential
need. I think
you
get talent in the middle of the draft at running back. And then, you know, they might be able to get a tight end in the middle of the draft too. Someone that could come in and perhaps, you know, compete a little bit too. That might be another position to sort of keep an eye on Friday night, certainly early on Saturday.
Great stuff, Brad. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.